By the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Looks like Donald Trump might be backing away from his proposed temporary ban on Muslim immigrants. The likely GOP nominee reportedly moving away from a blanket ban on Muslims and will focus on restricting immigration from countries linked to terrorism. His spokeswoman denying any change, calling it more like refining a policy position. Authorities still looking for the suspects involved in that melee at the California State Capitol on Sunday morning. Here's Randy Fuller.
10 people were stabbed and injured during the confrontation with a neo-Nazi group, including protester Yvette Falarca.
It's important for anyone who's thinking about joining racist genocide and a racist genocide organization like the Nazi groups that were holding this, that they're not welcome. And if they trip and fall in the process of that, good. They need to go.
The brawl happened as more than 400 protesters confronted a white nationalist group who planned the rally. I'm Randy Fuller.
And this is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Tales of American Political History with Clinton Porter Hackney.
James Henry Jim Lane served as U.S. Senator from Kansas during the Civil War and was also a Union general. Senator Lane was reelected in 1865, but committed suicide the following year, leaving a vacancy. Mr. Edmund Ross had been raised in Ohio, but his newspaper business led him to Topeka, Kansas. Ross became politically active in the Republican Party there, and when Senator Lane killed himself, Ross was appointed to take the Senate seat and was later elected. Senator Edmund Ross would likely have become a fairly obscure politician had it not been for one dramatic, controversial moment in American history. In February of 1868, the United States House of Representatives impeached a sitting president for the first time. Senator Ross would be among the senators who would decide whether to convict the president and remove him from office. Join us again for more about Ross. This is Clinton Porter Hackney at cphackney.com.
West Virginia is struggling through more wet weather after a weekend of deadly flooding. Storms rolled through West Virginia last night as National Guard troops continue searching for missing people. An earlier death toll was lowered to 23 after two men who were presumed dead were found alive. Former House Speaker Tom DeLay says the Supreme Court acted in a lawless manner. USA Radio's senior correspondent Jason Wirt explains why.
Former Speaker of the House Tom DeLay appeared on Trending Today USA with Rusty Humphries and said despite the Roe v. Wade ruling of the Supreme Court, there is no federal law permitting abortions.
To this day, Roe v. Wade has not been enforced by Congress. There's no bill that has been written to underwrite the Roe v. Wade decision, and therefore it's still a lawless decision.
DeLay also said political prosecutions like the Supreme Court overturned in the case of a former Virginia governor are likely to rise. I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is USA Radio News. Get breaking news on the web at usaradio.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
The flight data recorders from Egypt Air Flight 804 have been repaired in Paris and will soon be heading to Cairo. USA Radio's Tammy Rose has the story.
The black boxes of Egypt Air Flight 804, badly damaged when they were found by searchers, are being repaired, and authorities hope they can help solve the mystery of what caused the plane to crash into the Mediterranean Sea last month. The French Aircraft Investigation Bureau was able to fix the electronic board of the data recorder. Final repairs on the cockpit voice recorder are expected to wrap up as early as Tuesday. Both devices were damaged by the crash impact and seawater. Egyptian investigators sent the mangled memory chips of the so-called black boxes to a technical team in France last week. Officials ran a battery of tests, including electric testing on the data units, to gauge if the chips are readable. The black boxes were recovered in the Mediterranean Sea by the crew of the John Lethbridge, a privately owned deep-sea survey and recovery vehicle contracted by Egypt's government to aid in the search.
As Tammy Rose reporting, the world's top-ranked golfer is pulling out of the Olympics over concerns about the Zika virus. Australia's Jason Day issuing a statement citing risks it may present to his wife's future pregnancies and members of his family. Many of the world's top golfers backing out of the summer games in Rio de Janeiro. And a college coaching legend has died. Former University of Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt died last night. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. It is 11:06. This is HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It's time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 72 degrees with some fog and light mist out there. A little bit of a dreary day trying to wake up here at the radio station. For this afternoon, we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy with a high near 81. There's a higher probability of some of those thunderstorms kicking in later this afternoon with the potential for some hail, so be careful when you're out there later on. And don't forget your umbrellas just in case. For tonight, showers likely, possibly some thunderstorms as well. And then tomorrow when we wake up, looks like we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high near 82. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 57. Thursday, also sunny skies with a high near 85. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 62. Friday, there is a chance of some showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And so far, it looks like we should have a beautiful holiday weekend with Saturday, Sunday, and Monday highs in the mid to upper 80s and sunny skies. That's Hunterton Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com. It is time for Some Things About Money here on this Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle Heide. With me is Joe Patton. We're both certified financial planners with Patton Heide & Associates, located in Annandale, New Jersey. Well, Joe, it looks like when we woke up this morning, there was some optimism surrounding Brexit, or a bit of a little bounce going on out there, although it looks like things are fizzing out a little bit as we get close to the lunch hour.
Well, not
so what's happening?
Unexpected, Michelle. I mean, this is possibly what they refer to as a dead cat bounce. And before all of you cat lovers send me hate emails, just understand that I am a major cat lover myself. It's just an industry term that, you know, we throw around every once in a while by its tail. Let's see. What's going on? Yes, things are a little bit lower. The markets are lower. We'll go into the markets. But we've had a number of reports that have come out this morning, Michelle. And we had some revisions of the first quarter GDP number. We also are taking a look at Case-Shiller 20-City Composite Index for home prices. And home prices really are sort of reflecting the lower unemployment rate, certainly lower mortgage rates. My goodness. Things aren't looking any better than they have been for a long time for mortgage rates, and a fairly benign consumer outlook as it relates to expectations going forward. Because if you don't have at least a decent outlook on, you know, as far as your expectations for jobs and everything else, you're probably not going to commit to a 15 to a 30-year debt commitment, are you?
Probably not.
I wouldn't think so. But Portland, Oregon, they led gains in April with a 12.3% increase. Seattle followed with a 10.7% increase and trailed by Denver, which saw home prices rise 9.5% in April. Now, remember, the S&P Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index measures all nine U.S. Census divisions and overall was up 5% in April from the previous year. Speaking of consumer attitudes, well, a consumer confidence survey came out, a key measure of consumer attitude, and it was lower than expected this month, showing that consumers had a slightly dimmer view of the economy even prior to Friday's stock market rout. The index of consumer sentiment hit 93.5 in June, according to the University of Michigan. Economists expected the index of consumer sentiment to hit 94 in June's final reading, down from 94.7 in May's final reading, according to a Thomson Reuters consensus estimate. Now, according to Richard Curtin, who is a chief economist, well, no recession is anticipated in consumers, while they're increasingly expecting a slower pace in economic growth for the year ahead. Now, the normal interviewing schedule for the survey would have run from May 26th to June 22nd. It came on a day when the U.S. stock markets opened sharply lower as the global economy digested Britain's departure from the European Union. Now, the monthly survey of 500 consumers measures attitudes towards topics like personal finances, inflation, unemployment, government policies, and interest rates. It showed a departure between consumers' assessments of the present and their view of the future. Now, the index of current economic conditions rose to 110.8 this month compared to 109.9 in May. It was the highest since 2007, led by strength in consumer spending and personal finances. Meanwhile, the index of consumer expectations fell to 82.4 in June compared to 84.9 in May, reflecting a perceived volatile path for gross domestic product. So, you know, kind of a little bit of conflict in reports, kind of treading water. We did have final readings for the 2016 first quarter GDP.
Yes, we did.
You know, U.S. economic growth slowed in the first quarter, but not as sharply as previously estimated, with gains in exports and investment in software partially offsetting weak consumer spending. Gross domestic product increased at a 1.1% annual rate rather than the 0.8% pace reported last month, according to the Commerce Department in its Tuesday report, in its third quarter GDP estimate. Let's see. The first quarter GDP growth has now revised higher by 0.6 points since the advance estimate was published in April. The economy grew at a rate of 1.4% in the fourth quarter. Economists that were polled by Reuters had expected first quarter GDP growth would be revised up to a 1% rate. There are signs the economy has regained some momentum in the quarter, with retail sales and home sales rising both in April and May, even though business spending continues to struggle and job growth has slowed. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen last week told lawmakers that data pointed to a noticeable step up in GDP growth in the second quarter. The Atlanta Federal Reserve is currently estimating second quarter GDP rising to a 2.6% rate, which would be a tad better. When measured from the income side, the economy grew at a 2.9% rate in the first quarter and not the previously reported 2.2% pace, reflecting upward revisions to corporate profits as well. So the conversation about corporate profit recession may be a little bit overdone because profits do not appear to be pulling back at that rate. Now, economic growth in the first quarter was constrained by a strong dollar and sluggish global demand, which crimped exports. Output was also hampered by business efforts to reduce an inventory overhang, with a further drag coming from lower oil prices, which have sparked deep spending cuts on equipment. Economists also believe the model used by the government to strip out seasonal patterns from data is not fully accomplishing its goal. The economy has underperformed in the first quarter in the five of the last 6 years. So this really came as no surprise. The government said earlier this month its review found inconsistencies in the manner in which monthly source data are utilized in the compilation of quarterly GDP estimates. And it goes on and on and on to talk about how really the information that they're using doesn't appear to be as accurate as they would like it to be. So I guess all of those dot plots highlighting specific areas in the economy that the Fed has been using are a bit askew. Overall, business spending sliced off 5.58 percentage points from the first quarter GDP instead of the previously reported 0.81 percentage point. Export growth, well, that was revised to show a 0.3% rate of increase instead of the previous report, 2% pace of contraction. With imports subdued, that resulted in a smaller trade deficit, which added 0.12 percentage point to GDP growth. So overall, not bad. After-tax corporate profits increased at a 2.2% rate in the first quarter rather than the previous reported 0.6% pace. Profits tumbled at an 8.4% pace in the fourth quarter when they were held down in part by a $20.8 billion transfer payment related to the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico from 2010. So a lot of information in all of these reports. I think when you throw them into the blender, hit the on switch, what comes out is the thought that we are still grudgingly grinding higher. However, a lot of the data that the government is using is suspect in terms of its overall accuracy.
Imagine that. On that note, we're going to take our first break of today's show, and then we'll be back. I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the volatility that's been going on over the past couple days and some things for investors to keep in mind. So you're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, and we are back. This is Some Things About Money here on 100andChamberRadio.com. Again, Michelle Heidi and Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heidi and Associates, financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial. And so I was trying to find, I need to get better with my technology, trying to find the roller coaster song, and I will not sing it because then we might have our listeners tuning out.
Trust me, I've heard her voice.
But, you know, a lot of folks have probably already heard the roller coaster analogy in terms of, you know, you go to a theme park, you stand in line for hours and hours to ride the roller coaster. You're getting on the roller coaster, your stomach starts to turn a tiny bit, but you know that it's going to be an exciting ride. You're on the roller coaster. If you're like me, you know, you go up the hill, you close your eyes because you don't want to watch yourself going down the hill, and you're screaming the top of your lungs, and all of a sudden the ride ends. You're like, huh, I'm glad it's over. And then 5 seconds later, you're like, let's get back in line and ride that roller coaster again. Sort of how the market's been
for quite a while.
For quite a while.
I mean, we were talking about the market giving back. We were over 200 points earlier today with energy leading as far as sector allocations go. The Dow is currently up 137 points, 0.8%. S&P 500 up over 19, almost 1%. The NASDAQ at 4661, that's up over 66 points or 1.45%. Europe's having a pretty good day. The FTSE, the DAX, and the CAC are all in the green, up 2% or better, which is a nice change from what we've seen over the past two trading sessions. Gold is up 60. Of course, it's not up on a day with the markets are green. It's red at $13.16, down $8.70 an ounce. Oil happens to be green. Nice rebound. People out there bargain hunting. Oil's up 60 cents a barrel to $46.93. That's 1.3%. Taking a look at the 10-year, Michelle, it's at a yield of 1.4545%. So Treasury price is dropping a bit as investors are cautiously eyeing risk. So that's what's currently going on in the markets. So we're kind of happy about that. We like happy things.
Yep, absolutely. And we like volatility. Volatility is quite normal, and volatility can be your friend.
Explain to me how you can make money if you're constantly buying at an ever-increasing high.
Exactly.
So, which is what a lot of people are doing. Yeah, they're waiting for all of this to settle. They're watching CNBC, listening to Bloomberg, Fox Business, and all of the other news outlets as it relates to business. And they're going, well, gee, everybody's telling me how nervous and jerky I should be, and I should sit on my hands and not do anything. Don't buy now because, you know, all of a sudden there could be any number of other things happening in the world. I'm waiting for the big caldera to explode in Yosemite myself. I think that would pretty much put a cap on the markets.
Yeah, I think they put a cap on a lot of things.
Yeah. So, you know, it could be Spain, it could be Greece, it could be Portugal, it could be Vlad Putin deciding to take advantage of the turmoil in the European Union, it could be the Zika virus, it could be the Republican report that came out of Benghazi, and I did have a chance to view some of the excerpts from that, and OMG, no wonder the Democrats came out a little bit beforehand, because they knew all this stuff was going to hit the rotary oscillator. Now, let's just see if the press actually has the nerve to report it, which, of course, would hurt their favorite candidate. But I don't think that's going to happen. So anyway, you have retirement stuff and a whole bunch of other things over there to talk about today.
All kinds of fun stuff. And I thought I'd start with some of the volatility, some of the questions to kind of ask yourself and some things to think about. So you always want to ask yourself, what's behind the current market volatility and how long is it expected to last? Of course, when you're in it, it always seems to last a lot longer than it really is. Just like when I go to my workout class in the mornings and, we're doing a particular exercise movement
let's
say 60 seconds. And
the
60 seconds seems like hours.
Saying, do something with that chubby body, will you please?
No.
Such an embarrassment to the practice.
And then we also want to take a look at, You know, how can I determine if my tolerance for risk has changed? Again, long-term, not short-term, because, you know, human nature, we're all greedy when the markets are good, and we're all fearful when the markets are not doing well. But you want to really assess your true risk tolerance in periods of good times and bad times. And then the next question, what actions should I be taking, if any, to protect my investments or adjust your asset allocation? Again, keep in mind that markets don't move in a linear fashion, but instead move through periods of loss and gain. The gains you can realize over the long term, even through periods of market volatility, and that can be one of your greatest investment allies. That doesn't always make volatile markets easier to take. Emotions can often play a huge role in investing decisions, especially during down markets. We all know people who end up giving in to their emotion and then, you know, kicking themselves in the foot once the markets recover, and then they're trying to chase the markets again, and they keep trying to play that game, and they keep getting kicked off the game board because they haven't learned their lesson. Well, the key is, first and foremost, you want to make sure that you're working with an advisor who can help you balance your goals and market conditions. So the confidence you gain from knowing you have a game plan can help take a lot of those emotions out of the equations, making the most of market opportunities and protecting your assets during periods of volatility. So here are a couple of defensive moves that can help you invest with an eye towards volatile markets. You know, first and foremost, you've heard us talk about this, you know, all of the time. Let diversification help you. I shared with Joe yesterday, obviously everyone was upset when the markets, you know, according to the headlines, the markets were plunging, the sky was falling on Friday. Guess what? There were actually some investments that did quite well. You know, one investment in particular was up 2.5%. Well, had you owned that investment, your entire portfolio wouldn't have been going down by the rest of the broad-based market. You would have actually been earning some money. And diversification is just that. There will always be things in your portfolio that are going up, things that are staying flat, things that are going down. But when you balance everything out and you have the weightings according to what you need based upon your objectives, the trend will be, you know, growth.
Oh, and by the way, that investment happened to be up almost another 0.5% yesterday.
Exactly. So secondly, consider your asset allocation. Again, asset allocation is different than diversification because asset allocation is taking a look at all the different types of investment categories that are out there, figuring out both your strategic long-term allocation, but also some shorter-term, more tactical types of allocations, again, based upon your objectives. Thirdly, reconfirming your risk tolerance. I mentioned that a moment ago. Again, you might find that your stomach for risk has changed after going through some of the current volatility. That's normal, completely normal. It's just important to acknowledge that so then you can adjust your plan in the future if needed. But at the same time, you don't want to overdo it. You know, keep in mind that you might need some growth-oriented investments in your portfolio to achieve your longer-term objectives. So determine if your risk tolerance has changed. Ask yourself what your goals are for your investments. You know, are you looking for longer-term aggressive growth, or would you rather avoid losing money, perhaps somewhere in between? There are a lot of good risk assessment tools out there to help kind of guide you into figuring out what that appropriate risk tolerance level might be looking like. Fourthly, you know, one of Joe's favorite, use a disciplined buying strategy. You know, you've heard Joe mention before, you always want to have some dry powder on the sidelines to take advantage of volatility. You know, so both through that technique and then also through dollar cost averaging. For those of you that have a retirement savings plan at work, you want to love and take advantage of volatility because right now, you know, for instance, if money was taken out of your paycheck on Friday and being invested in your 401k plan, you just bought a lot more shares of whatever it is you were buying based upon the market movement. So you want to take advantage of that. So again, folks, you want to make sure that you consider volatility to be your friend, not your enemy, and try not to give in to your emotion during periods of some of that volatility, both on the downside but also on the upside. It's also important to keep things in perspective when the markets are getting high and or greedy in terms of repositioning and taking profits off of the table and redirecting, again, to keep everything in alignment with those longer-term goals and objectives.
Absolutely true.
All right. Anything to add to that, Joe?
Well, you know, we talk about upset. And I've said it before on the show and in other places, if you go back during your entire lifetime, for as long as you've been aware of money and investing, and think of all of the different episodes of volatility, whether it be the oil embargoes and the lines that we all sat in if we're old enough to try to get gas every other day, or you know, the crash of 87, or Resolution Trust scandal, or, you know, some of the investors out there cornering things like the silver market illegally. And then, of course, you also had back to Nixon putting price controls on oil, which didn't do any good. But, you know, later on in years, you had the technology bubble bursting. You had 9/11. You had Bear Stearns. You had Lehman Brothers. You had the housing crisis. You had, you know, Russian, Mexican, Argentinian defaults. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff. But they all have one thing in common, Michelle, and that one thing that they have in common is they all recovered, and then the markets went higher. So every time that you're fearful, remember that in every example you can come up with of the last times you were fearful and you had regret at the end of that event, what was that regret? Well, that regret probably was, why was I fearful again? I said last time I was going to take advantage when it happened again, but I didn't. Folks, fear, defined by me as false emotions appearing real. And all it does is have a negative impact on your opportunities to invest for the things that are important to you that you will need money for later in life. No one ever gets rich by buying at the high.
Exactly. All right. We are going to take a quick check of the news and weather, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit about retirement. Yes, again, through the volatility, some folks might wake up thinking, well, am I still going to be able to retire? Am I going to have to go back to work? Again, some things to keep in mind for retirement, and also things like, now that a lot of high school kids have graduated, you'll be sending them off to college very soon.
Well,
and how to play that whole balancing act.
And if you send them off to college, whether you do or not, just remember, keep some cash aside so you can fix up your basement, because a lot of them will still be living there upon graduation. And one of the things I'll talk a little bit about, because people ask all the time, you know, Joe, the market itself for the year is a little bit down. Is there anything making money? And we'll talk about one sector that is.
Ooh, all right. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Nothing could have reached Benghazi because nothing was ever headed to Benghazi.
South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy telling a Capitol briefing that the Obama administration failed to respond quickly and aggressively to the terror attacks on U.S. facilities in Benghazi, Libya in late 2012. The attacks killing four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, and Trey Gowdy says,
you can read this report from pillar to post in less time than our fellow Americans were under attack in Benghazi.
Former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton tells Fox News,
this is such a catastrophe for American security around the world and for the signal it sends to international terrorism. I think people need to delve into this report because it should be an issue in the November election. Yeah.
Meantime, Democrats call this investigation a redundant partisan charade aimed at hurting Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
In the best of times, things are pretty easy. But when things go wrong, are you prepared for your family? Hi, this is Rusty Humphries. Let me tell you about my good friends at Numana. Numana is a company that makes the best storable foods available anywhere in the world. It's easy to prepare. It's long-term food storage that has organic superfoods that are superior products to help your family thrive in any situation. These hearty foods are made with only the best healthy, natural ingredients. And let me tell you, my friends at Numana, they avoid the chemicals and the processes that have been found to make people sick. You don't want that. There's no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, no added MSG, no chemical preservatives, no soy, just the best foods to be available in the worst of times. You can find it all on the website, usaradiofood.com. usaradiofood.com. Find out more at usaradiofood.com.
All right, it is 11:33 and time for Chamber Radio weather. It's currently 72 degrees with some fog and mist out there here in Flemington, New Jersey. There is a hazardous weather outlook in effect for this afternoon for the possibility of some strong thunderstorms and potentially hail. Again, Depending on where you are, what part of the county you're in, you may or may not be affected by that, but just be aware of it. For this afternoon, again, chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy with a high near 81. Tonight, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, low of 64. For Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to have mostly sunny skies with a high near 82 on Wednesday, high near 85 on Thursday. Friday, there is a slight chance of some showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, we'll be rolling into the holiday weekend, looking at mostly sunny skies with a high in the mid to upper 80s. So hopefully that forecast does not change between now and the time of the long weekend. So we are now back to some things about money here on 100andchamberradio.com. And it looks like the European markets closed about 2.5% higher after 2 days of losses. We had the FTSE up 2.5%. So,
well, you know, there's a lot of confusion over this whole Brexit thing because you all know that the British cast their vote in favor of leaving the European Union. As it's reported on CNBC, you know, they haven't departed from the coalition just yet. Now, before that can happen, the UK still needs to invoke something called Article 50. Now, the Treaty of Lisbon forms a constitutional basis for the EU member states, and that was signed back in 2007. A small section of the treaty called Article 50, which details what happens when a member leaves the group, well, it has never been invoked before. And we suspect it's about to be. But you know, here are some of the details. To kick off the process of exit, the British government needs to formally declare its intention to withdraw and notify the European Council, I mean, the leadership body that makes political moves for the EU. Okay, they haven't done that yet. Prior to that notification, the UK can still informally discuss its decision among members. So we're still waiting on the UK to actually make that formal notification. And it appears that there's sort of rumblings or things behind the scenes that certain parts of the government happens to be doing right now to either invalidate or to change or maybe to try to generate a do-over of that referendum, because a lot of folks in the UK appear to be having buyer's remorse over all this. They didn't truly understand what it meant and what the economic impact was going to be on them moving from this point forward. So it'll be interesting to see, Michelle, how all of this plays out and what the timing will be. And I know Lithuania, for example, was trying to push for an immediate move on the part of the British government so they could just kind of move on with the process and eliminate the uncertainty that this is causing among European Union members. But that doesn't happen to be going on all that too soon, so we'll have to see
if
it continues, or if it, you know, if all of a sudden it appears that maybe they're going to go for the do-over. I would imagine you would see quite a reversal in the markets,
right?
But
but
for now, the Dow still is up 166 points, and not as much as it had been. But people are looking at this and feeling as if it may not be as bad as it seems.
Exactly, which is usually the case. Again, we just the question always is, for how long is it going to last and how severe? And that is always the big unknown, because
it's
if we knew for sure.
Unknown. But even with Brexit and what's been going on in the market so far year to date, the telecom sector, well, that has not only been one of the most best performing groups on a year-to-date basis, but also during the recent Brexit-related volatility. Specifically, the S&P 500 Telecom Services Index has generated a year-to-date total return of 21.4%. Wow, yeah, versus a 1.1% decline.
Boring
for the
old telecom.
S&P 500. Yay, telecom.
Yeah.
On a much shorter two-day perspective, that was Friday through Monday, the telecom index generated a modest loss of 0.3%. Now, it's a loss, but versus the S&P 500 decline of 5.3%, not bad at all. Now, however, keep in mind that there are just five companies that make up the telephone services index, with Verizon and AT&T accounting for more than 90% of the index. So it's not as if you're getting that kind of diversification that you were just talking about.
Exactly.
Now, with this backdrop, why are these companies so highly prized during times of market and economic stress? Well, in our view, it boils down to domestically focused companies that provide the right mix of earnings visibility, strong cash flow, solid balance, balance sheets, attractive dividend yields, and a lower correlation to the broader market. Now, if only every investment could be that good. In this perspective, large telephone companies possess many of these attributes with the added benefit of a muted competitive environment. In our view, smartphones are considered mission-critical devices for consumers and would likely be the monthly bill that consistently gets paid almost regardless of equity market volatility or consumer confidence or lack thereof. Moreover, network equipment, well, that matters, you know, too. The makers, well, Cisco System estimate North American mobile data traffic will grow sixfold from 2015 through 2020, reflecting a compound annual growth rate of 42%, thus making for an attractive growth backdrop for service providers. Now, recurring revenue and massive network infrastructure has resulted in a heavy cash flow and margin profile and attractive dividend yields. For example, AT&T and Verizon are expected to maintain annual dividend payments that are comfortably below free cash flow estimates, leaving the firms with financial flexibility over the near term. In addition, these firms are generating near-record margins on their wireless services revenue with relatively limited monthly churn. Finally, the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield dropping below 1.5% and the market assumption that a Federal Reserve rate hike may not be on the near-term horizon. Well, we view current dividend yields over 4% in the telephone or telecom group as incredibly attractive. So, you know, how long is this going to last? Who knows? Maybe right. 6 months from now, the telecom sector will have peaked and, you know, we'll be on our sell watch list. But for now, you know, taking a look at year-to-date performance and the rationale behind expectations for the near term doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, it's interesting how you said that they're a mission-critical.
Mission-critical, yes.
Mission-critical because, yeah, there are people out there that make sure that cell phone bill is paid so they're not cut off from everything. cut off from the world.
Got rid of the cable and the satellite. Got rid of, you know, we don't go out to dinner anymore. We don't go to the movies. Everything is on my phone.
Exactly. They'll eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
I cracked my screen. My heart dropped. Yeah. I thought I was going to die. I mean, it just, you know, I felt so bad. Still works, of course, but, you know, it's, aesthetically, it's not the same.
You need to get a case like I have. One of these.
I have a case.
Life-proof
things. Hit it just right. Just right.
Mm-hmm.
We're wrong.
All right, so let's see. Let's talk about something positive here. Three moves to boost your odds of an early retirement. No, not you specifically, Joe, because you know you're not allowed to retire.
Thank you.
But for those folks out there that think that it's quite impossible to retire early, which again, you know, nowadays it's interesting because we're seeing more and more people finding quote-unquote jobs that they really love doing, that retirement isn't necessarily what it used to be as far as, you know, working for ABC company for 40 years, getting your gold watch, getting your pension and leaving. It's now people are, you know, working and having a career, and then they reach a certain point in their lives and they perhaps make a change and a transition to something that they are truly passionate about, and then they continue doing it for a long time. But there are still some folks out there that just want to know or want to find out what they need to do to be positioned to potentially retire early. So, for starters, to give you some facts and figures that are out there, the average retirement account balance for U.S. households ages 50 to 64 is $150,000. The median is only $12,000. So, nearly a third of families have no savings at all.
But the government will provide. Well, maybe not.
However, even if your nest egg is substantially larger, you'll have to account for living longer. You know, if it's tricky to save for 30 years of income, stashing enough for 40 might seem especially difficult. But that's not to say that it can't be done. The first step in any plan to leave the workforce ahead of schedule must be acknowledging the obstacles that you're up against. For one, you cannot count on high market returns, and we've talked about this, especially, you know, over the past couple months as far as the expectations for the markets in general. So, unless you're on the receiving end of a big inheritance, and as we always tell people, you never want to count on an inheritance, even if you think you're going to get one, the most secure way to fund an early retirement might be what's easier said than done, pumping up savings during your working years. While does it sound unfeasible for your circumstances? You'd be surprised. These three moves can help bring you a step closer to your early retirement dreams. So, for instance, in order to retire on time, experts suggest that people in their 20s should be saving at least 10% of income each year. Those who hope to retire early should be saving at least 15% at an absolute minimum. And folks who didn't start saving as young adults may need to stash away anywhere from 35 to 50% annually if they realistically expect to retire early. So a bunch of you are probably falling off your chairs right now. However, it can be doable. And a big, big piece of that is really taking a look at what you are spending your money on today. So we also realize that there are always things going on in our lives. You know, the kids are young, then the kids are out of the house, but you're paying for college, and then the kids are back in the house, and there's all these expenses, blah, blah, blah. However, you do want to make sure that you are looking at your current expense load to figure out where you might be able to cut back on things to be able to save more money. You also want to overhaul your narrative. So it's natural to go on autopilot when it comes to the daily consumption choices that you make about food, transportation, and discretionary purchases. Once you get used to even the smallest luxuries, it's hard to let go of that feeling that you need to dine out or upgrade your car with frequencies. But one
staring at me.
But one pattern common among those who have more than $1 million saved for retirement, despite earning relatively modest salaries, is how their internal narrative reinforces good habits. The most successful folks view saving money not as a punishment, but rather just as intrinsically satisfying as spending it. So it's actually fun to save money, just
That's
as
true.
Fun to save money as it is to spend money.
And you folks know it's true because secretly you're thinking back to when you were a child and you'd open that piggy bank and dump the coins on the bed and play with them.
Absolutely.
And how good you felt, and you were craving more, and you would just like beg your parents to keep stuffing the pig. And they did, because if they didn't, you would just make them absolutely miserable. And that was the best part of your life.
Exactly.
So do
exactly.
the same thing. You know, we're only big kids. We just have more years on us.
Absolutely. So you need to get into that saver's mindset and just, you know, you just don't need any more stuff. Also get into the comparison shopping mode. You know, a lot of folks that have seven-figure account balances clip coupons, shop at big box stores. They bring their bag lunch to work. They carpool. In a word, they are self-aware, and that's a huge term,
yeah,
being self-aware.
Think about a 365-day Easter egg hunt. You know, where you're
exactly.
out looking for the best deal under every rock.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things we've talked to clients a lot about is what's called lifestyle creep, which is basically, you know, as people tend to make more money, they tend to grow into their earnings instead of saving the difference. And they start spending some of that quote unquote extra money on new extravagances. So again, you just want to be much more self-aware and put yourself in more of a saver's mindset versus a spender's mindset. And then lastly, you know, realizing that retirement can't be a spending bonanza if you're going to make your cash last decades and decades. Again, you know, a lot of folks might say, oh, I'm going to do a trip around the world, blah, 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 blah. Why not? I've got the money. Again, realize, especially in the early part of your retirement, the more that you spend, the less that you'll have for later on. It doesn't mean to retire and not spend a penny and be afraid to spend. But again, it's really figuring out what your needs are and then budgeting in when you do want to do certain quote-unquote extravagances and planning for those in advance. So some helpful hints and realizations that it can be possible.
And we can help you.
You just have to have that mindset.
That whole process, because when you come in and speak with us, you know, we're going to be looking at everything that's important to you, having a conversation about what it's for, what your priorities are, what your fears are, and, you know, really take a lot of time to get to know you, because when you do have to work under a fiduciary standard, and we are fiduciaries, that's what is expected. There are no quick, easy solutions. There are no off-the-cuff recommendations where you just pull any product off the shelf that a company tells their representatives to sell and think that is the best thing for that client. It isn't. It takes a lot of hard work and a lot of relationship building before a quality advisor is going to be in a position to be able to recommend what's appropriate for you only off of the information that you've provided. So when they do their detailed analysis and they look for different options and they make those recommendations, they're doing so with the knowledge that it's based upon what information they have from you. And then, of course, you would expect full disclosure of fees and compensation and all of the other things that you really want to know about because, hey, it's your money and you're entrusting these people with it to help you get to that point in life that you've worked all of these years to reach. So, you know, that's what you should be looking for in an advisor. So, like I said, if that's something that you think would be valuable, give us a call, 908-713-6600, and, you know, we'll have a cup of tea, coffee, or water, chat for a bit, and see, you know, if there's something that we can do to make your life better.
Absolutely. All right, we're just going to take another break, and then we'll be back to wrap up today's show. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on 100andchamberradio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. 100 Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we're back to wrap up today's show of Some Things About Money. As Joe mentioned before the break, if you'd like to sit down with us and chat more about your overall goals and objectives, feel free to reach out to us at our office, 908-713-6600. And then before we continue, we wanted to give a big shout out to the graduating class of Leadership 100. Joe Peters, another one of our radio hosts here, just graduated from the class. And I'm sure he learned lots and lots of information, as did I 5 years ago, or 5 or 6 years ago when I was part of the inaugural class.
Good job, so. Joe.
All right. Let's see. It looks like the markets are still green. We have the Dow up about 122 points, S&P up 20, NASDAQ up 67. Joe and I were joking over the break that Mario Gabelli, billionaire Mario Gabelli, decided to buy 2 Spirit stocks after Brexit. I guess he's thinking that people will go towards some of those vices in periods of uncertainty. Those typical things. It's always interesting to follow that market to see.
And there's actually a mutual fund that invests in vices of people, which is always interesting.
Exactly. Exactly. Funny. It's always interesting. Yeah, we should see how that's been doing over the past couple days. All right. So on a more serious note, didn't want to overlook the fact that June 15th is National Elder Care Day. And always want to keep in mind that, you know, we all know seniors have a unique set of challenges as they begin to rely more and more on family or caregivers to help them with their day-to-day tasks. But this also includes the potential for financial abuse. So what is financial abuse? Financial abuse is the illegal or improper use of an elderly or disabled person's funds, property, or assets. It's estimated that financial exploitation costs seniors at least $2.9 billion annually, and that 90% of financial abuse is committed by family members or trusted others. Pretty scary. So some examples of financial abuse: cashing an elderly or disabled person's checks without authorization or permission, forging an older person's signature, coercing or deceiving an older person into signing any document, misusing or stealing money or possessions, the improper use of conservatorship, guardianship, or power of attorney, sudden changes in account balances or banking practices, adding additional names on an elder's bank signature card, unauthorized withdrawal of funds, substandard care being provided, or bills unpaid despite the availability of adequate financial resources, you know, sudden appearance of previously uninvolved relatives claiming their rights to an elder's affairs, properties, those types of things. Those are just some examples of financial abuse that go on within our seniors. Some resources that are available to you. One of those is the FINRA Securities Helpline for Seniors. You can go to finra.org. There's also a number that you can call, which is 844-574-3577. A lot of other great and useful websites out there. There's Ageless Alliance. There's the Elder Abuse National Institute of Justice, National Center of Elder Abuse. FINRA also does put out some investor alerts, and Joe and I have mentioned quite a few of those on the air over the years here. Those are right on the FINRA website as far as things to look out for seniors that are working with financial professionals or those that call themselves financial professionals.
Yeah, and I have to jump in on this because, once again, they came out with another alert on the use of annuities, especially as it relates to older seniors. I mean, how many times do you hear the stories about, you know, and this is not to disparage the, you know, banking institution. It's a fabulous institution that the country can't live without. But, you know, there are many cases where a senior will have a lot of money sitting in a savings account or a CD, and, you know, they sort of grab the people and walk them over to the annuity desk, and, you know, some young guys trying to sell them these annuity contracts that are totally inappropriate given the age and situation of senior citizens. But as I've stated earlier, they pay well and they're very profitable to institutions. And it's just one of the things that FINRA advises against time and time and time again. And I just wish they would put more teeth in these things and do more investigations to ensure that these institutions don't continue to take advantage of seniors.
Nope, absolutely. Absolutely. Pretty scary stuff out there. And again, you know, it's sad because 90% of the abuse is family members and just people that know the family. Right. So, you know, never assume that if someone's child or children or a close friend is helping them with certain things, never assume that the right things are being done. Again, never that you want to assume that people are guilty. But you always want to make sure that you're looking out for them.
A lot of bad people doing bad stuff to good people.
Yep, exactly, exactly. All right, so let's see what else is happening. Perusing the headlines here. Joe, a little pop-up just came up. I was going to sign you up for the chance to win lunch with Hillary. That would be quite the lunch if you actually won that.
No, after listening to some of the interviews of the former agent who worked in the White House talking about Hillary and her treatment of her husband, who was then president of the United States, I mean, Lord only knows what she would do to me. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's amazing how the public persona of people is entirely different from the reality of who they are. And it's no different in this election. I guess with the exception of Donald Trump, we all grew up in this area, you know, reading and watching everything Donald over the years, and you know, have a pretty good idea of what type of person he is. And watching him in this campaign, boy, is he true to form or what? But, you know, his opposition, wow, there's a lot of dark stuff there that they're trying to hide. Unbelievable.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money here on this Tuesday, June 28th. I can't believe we're already wrapping up the month of June.
Yeah,
I don't know
crazy.
How that happened. But have a great day. Don't forget to buy local, buy Hunterdon. Keep your umbrella handy. Hopefully you won't need it later on, but just in case. And we'll be back again next Tuesday from 11 to noon, same time, same place. In the meantime, have
thanks
a great
week. Thanks for listening.
And thanks for listening to Some Things About Money.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Nothing could have reached Benghazi because nothing was ever headed to Benghazi.
South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy telling a Capitol briefing that the Obama administration failed to respond quickly and aggressively to the terror attacks on U.S. facilities in Benghazi, Libya in late 2012. The attacks killing four Americans, including Ambassador Chris Stevens. And Trey Gowdy says,
you can read this report from pillar to post in less time than our fellow Americans were under attack in Benghazi.
Former U.S. Ambassador John Bolton tells Fox News,
this is such a catastrophe for American security around the world and for the signal it sends to international terrorism. I think people need to delve into this report because it should be an issue in the November election.
Yeah. Meantime, Democrats call this investigation a redundant partisan charade aimed at hurting Hillary Clinton. This is USA Radio News.
If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a restaurant, would you try it? If 9 out of 10 of your best friends recommended a good book, would you read it? Word-of-mouth recommendations from friends are endorsements of quality and value. And that's how it is with Ovation Cell Therapy and the entire line of high-performance hair care products from Ovation Hair. Over 90% of customer survey respondents said they would definitely recommend Ovation Cell Therapy to a friend. Clinically proven results. 100%